Blog Talk Radio.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. The lines are open. Continue to just thank Him. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank
glory,
you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Glory. Let's just continue to just thank Him until
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. that call
your word,
to be
Lord,
people to be in the
Lord,
business, in the community, in their churches, in their families,
your
in their, on their job, God.
Everything
thank
going
you.
Down
thank
for the word.
The
word of God
is
saying, thank you,
head, God. We
glory
thank you for what you're doing,
your word,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank
you,
God. Oh, my
God. All around the world,
thank
God.
You.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
oh, God.
God.
We pray for the family, Lord.
We
give
thank you for clothing, Lord,
Lord
God, the
God,
heavy,
God.
God. We thank you for giving
oh,
yourself,
God.
Lord God, for the homeless, God.
Lord,
we
God. Know
thank
you there
thank
with him, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank
oh, God. Thank
you. We praise you, God. We thank you, Lord God, you got home safely over the airways and the byways and on the trains and the buses and, Lord God, in their cars, Lord God, that everybody made it back home safely, Lord God. To their places,
oh,
God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank
you.
Thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you.
Thank you for meeting the needs in people's finances, God, and in their jobs and in their businesses, God. We thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you
for miracles.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your hand upon us. Thank you for the wisdom that you've given to us, God. Thank you. Thank you for lifting every head, sir. Thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless all of you on the line, those who held up my arms tonight. I know I heard Evangelist Tanya Williams and perhaps there were others who led the prayer tonight. I sure would like to know who did lead the prayer tonight. Thank you so much. God bless you. I appreciate you. Who did lead the prayer tonight, y'all? Anybody?
Just about everybody, Dr. Johnson.
Everybody, thank you. Well, I sure do appreciate it so very, very much. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget, everyone, thank you so much. Don't forget September the 17th. I want you to make a sacrifice for the Lord. Make a sacrifice for the Lord, like you would make a sacrifice if your son was graduating from high school or college, like you would make a sacrifice, and God forbid it, but if you lost a loved one, you'd stop everything. It had to be there. All right? Like you make it. I want Jesus to be that important to you and even more. Amen. Sometimes you have to show him what he means to you. Amen. And you can't basically do it by just the run of the mill. You have to make a sacrifice for him. Amen. And show him how you appreciate him. And I'm giving you a set of fleece before you. The fleece is that you would take September the 17th and make it a day for the Lord, a sacrificial gift unto the Lord. Amen. Asking you all from every denomination, if you are a prayer warrior, if you are a praiser, and if you are a person who believes in giving God glory, come here to Kansas City and let's join hands together from every denomination and let's pray together. Amen. Let's pray together. In the name of Jesus. Amen. One point and out again, I'll keep saying this over and over because God is the God of repetition. And here's what I want to repeat. And that is that when Jesus was on this earth, and he came to town, they didn't come to see the disciples. You didn't see him. I'm going to see Peter. I'm going to see John. I'm going to see James. No, no, no. What you heard of and saw in the, by reading the word is that all of them came to see Jesus. They were not pushing the disciples. They were pushing Jesus. And I'm going to challenge you to come see Jesus. And he showed me that when you make a sacrifice for him and get on the road, get on the plane, or get on anything for him, and you come for him, then he's responsible to take care of you. When you come to see somebody else, then if they can, they try to be as responsible if they can. But when you come to see Jesus and for Jesus, he's responsible to bless you. Yeah, because you're there for him. Amen. Your sister comes to town for you. I mean, you're going to feel responsible to be there for her. You're going to feel responsible. Where's she staying? Does she have enough food? You know, are they going to go to the church with me this morning? Whatever, but you feel like you're the host, and when you come for Jesus, he becomes the host, and can't nobody take care of you better than the Lord can. While you're on the road, he may go back to your hometown, to your house, and fix the situation that needs to be fixed simply because you came for him. When you come for him, no matter what is going on in your life, he will help you and he will bless you. So I'm asking you, put that set that date as a time of sacrificial time, sacrifice for him, and see what the Lord does for you.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you make a sacrifice of him. My God, there's no telling what he might do for you. Some things that you've been needing done for 20 years. You ask him 20 years ago, God may turn around and do it because you made the sacrifice for him. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Thank you.
You got it? September 17th. Come to the center of the nation. Listen to our prayer from the center of the nation. Yeah, started right in the center. Together we stand. God's been trying to bring his people together for a long time. All right, God bless you. May the Lord keep you this night, and whatever you need from the Lord, may he supply your every need. He's the best father you can ever have, so we know he will. God bless you. Have a good night. Anybody need to say something before we go? Or the Lord give you anything before we go tonight? If so, certainly I am compassionate myself. And open the line up to you, whatever the Lord gave you. Anybody?
A few nights ago we was on the line, and I heard God is dealing with people about tithes and offerings. Thank you, Jesus. He wants people to stop. Take care of God's business, and he's going to take care of our business. Tithes and offerings.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know in this day and time, people are trying to weigh things and see which one is more important. They, even over their tithes, they are doing things above their tithes. But if you take care of God's business, he will take care of yours.
Amen.
Thank you for that word, good word from the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Anybody else before we close? Or anything else before we close? Thank you.
Chief Ambassador, I just want to wish you again a happy Father's Day. I pray on tomorrow that you would.
Are you there?
Can you hear me, Chief?
I can now. You went out just for about 3 seconds.
It's been going in and out. When we first came in, it was in and out a lot. But I'm here now. But I just want to exhort you on tonight and wish you a very happy Father's Day. I pray that the Lord will bless you immensely, and I pray that you will be blessed in gifts and with God bless you is my prayer.
Me. I'm always trying to remember others, and I always forget about myself, even on offerings and things. But that means a lot to me when people remember me. Amen. Because, you give and give, but your own normally don't receive you. They receive you not. Amen. Even with the remembering you, normally your own forget you because they take you for granted. Amen. I understand that. It's not a good feeling. But you tonight, I hope y'all still hear me, but you tonight, Ambassador Stern, has been an awesome blessing to me. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes, sir.
We'll hear you.
Did y'all hear my statement a while ago?
Yes, sir.
We heard you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Again, thank you, Ambassador Stern. I appreciate it. More than I can say in words. Amen. God bless you. All right. Y'all have a wonderful night. Anybody else want to say something? It's all right. Go ahead.
Just God bless you, man of God. You stay encouraged. This is Evander for Tanya.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I need it tonight, and thank you so much. Anyone
Chief
else?
Chief Ambassador.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
I can.
I just need. Do you mind if I pray a word of prayer over you tonight before we? I just feel that you say you need it tonight, and I know it's for the blog line, but we just want to come together and touch and agree that our Chief Ambassador will be strengthened on tonight as he lays his head down. God, you will give him sweet peace, sweet rest. We pray that whatever residue and whatever in the spirit of the air that is only godly, and we bind up any demonic forces, anything that is coming against the man of God,
in the name of
the name of Jesus. We cover him, oh God. We come right now, God, and we pray that you will lift his spirit up. Oh God, we know he has to take
right
his
now.
Pulpit tomorrow. We pray that you
thank
would
you, Jesus.
Stand up in him, Jesus. Pray, oh God, that you would give him double for his trouble. Oh
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus, you have done about his labor of love. And God, we pray right now, the First Fruit Prayer Line, the blog line, Amazing Grace, everyone that is attached to the man of God, that we would be a blessing and not a hindrance in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us be aware, oh God, when the man of God hands to be, needs to be lifted up, oh God, let us be there for him. We may not be there, oh God, in the natural, but we're there in the spirit. And we believe you, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless his companion tonight, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the enemy on your hand. And God,
right,
we pray that you'll take him even higher as he go low in the go low in humility. Oh God, take him higher in the spirit. We trust you tonight, and we trust, oh God, that you would, oh God, just answer our prayers tonight for our Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. Touch his mother tonight. Let her rest well tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every vessel that is on the line tonight, God.
Now.
We are in agreement with this prayer. Oh God, I don't want to be out of order, but I do know the spirit when I hear it. And God, that's what you led me here for, is for you person to serve the man of God. And I'm glad to do it. And we thank you and we praise you. And we pray, oh God, that he's speedily recovery for his strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you
Amen.
So much. Oh my God. I feel stronger already. And
well,
thank you,
the Lord.
Thank you, thank you. When the saints come together. Thank you.
Thank
you,
God.
All right, we had a good night. And I appreciate
thank
all
you.
Of you on this blog line. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
My. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody have another word? Anything y'all want to say? That's good. All right.
Chief Ambassador, I'm not always on in the beginning, but there are some praying women. I don't know who they are, and they don't take the credit for it. There are some praying women that are faithful on the blog line. Certainly want to encourage them and thank them for their faithfulness. Amen. In Jesus' name, sometime I'm detained with my own ministry and everything, and I get on when I can. But they are there faithfully every night, lifting up the bloodstained banner of the Lord. Sometime I sort of calm down a little. I don't ever want to come and over it and let them continue, because the Lord will strengthen them to do a work for the Lord. And whoever you all are, I certainly I'm with you, and I'm in the background, amen, and not all the time I'll come out loud, because the Lord is saying it's their time to be blessed. We sort of like got it on First Fruit in the morning, and this is their little thing, and I don't want to say little thing, but this is their praises at night, and I thank God for them. And be encouraged, women of Zion, because you bless me when I hear you calling on the name of the Lord. So be encouraged is my exhortation to them on tonight. There are some great women of Zion, and I thank God for them.
Beautiful. That's just beautiful.
Thank you,
Lord. You know, I picture that. Y'all want to respond? Okay. The line is open for you to respond.
Thank you, Lord. I thank God for the woman of God that, what's her name, Ambassador, Dr. Star, Properties, a woman of God. You are an awesome, you ordinate of God. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God wants you to just keep pressing your way on. In the name of Jesus, he wants you, he's by his stripes that you are healed. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because God, to get ready for miracles and blessings coming your way and for your family. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you for your
amen.
Word.
Anybody else? I just want to give you the opportunity to say, you can jump in there and talk if you want to.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right, God bless you. Appreciate all you again. And the Lord bless and keep you. Have a wonderful night. Amen, amen.
Thank you.
I'm out.